Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Bava Kama Daf Samach Zayin. We are holding five lines off the top of the Amud. V'shinoi Hashem. So we're discussing the concept of a gun of being kaina the chayfet. So after your steals, if the item underwent a drastic change, a permanent change, in the ganav's care, then the ganav is kaina. Now kaina means that he no longer has to return the actual chayfets; rather, he can just compensate for its value. Another point is that in the case of an animal, let's say he does the tvicha, he shechts it right now, he no longer will trigger that above a chamisha penalty payment because it no longer sort of relates to the owner. The item identifies with the ganav. He becomes like the owner, and therefore, it's not considered as though the ganav did shechita on the owner, on the former owner's animal. So of course he has to return, he has to repay, but there's a concept of the ganav being kind of the item. Now, what kind of changes are we speaking about? So it could have gone through a material change. You took a piece of wood and you fashioned it into an armchair. Or, as we discussed at the end of yesterday's daf, if it went through a Shinui Hashem, a change of name, it got a new label. So if it's a permanent label change, Shinui Hashem, She'enoi Chozer L'Briyasa, which cannot revert to its former status, it's a permanent change, that too is considered a Shinui. Says the Gemara five lines off the top, V'Shinui Hashem, She'enoi Chozer L'Briyasa. So you mean to say that if it underwent a permanent name change, that affects the item, it becomes the ganav's? Miyavi Shini, is that really called a drastic enough change? Baharitzinar, have a kasha, from a pipe. We know that if a mikveh gets a certain amount of mayim she'uvim, it's meant to be rainwater, but if you have water which had been drawn in a kli, in a pail, if there are three lug, certain amount of mayim she'uvin in your mikvah, it's pasul. Varitzinor, you have a pipe. The mikara katsista, initially it was just a block of wood. We're speaking about a wooden pipe. So it started off as a block of wood. It was called a katsista. And now, after it was fashioned into a pipe, v'hashtatzinor, it's called a pipe. And what do we learn? We learned in a tosefta, v'tanya, tzinor shechakakai, u'saif kavai. There are two ways to fashion a pipe. So in this case, he was chaykek. He carved out the block of wood into a pipe. U'basayif kavei, then he installed it. And then you have water running through the pipe. The pipe has already been fashioned. Before it was installed, it was called a kli. U'paisel samix. Now water running through it is considered running through a pipe, through a kli, and the mikvah is possible. But kavei, first he installed a block of wood before it was fashioned into a pipe. And then he sort of engraved the pipe into it. Then he carved it into a pipe. In this case, there's no issue with water running through it. Because, as Rashi explains, once he was kaveya the wood into the floor, lav kli, it's not considered a kli, ela aros smichti, it's part of the ground, it's buttled to the floor. So even if it was carved at that point, it's not considered a kli. Now the question is, why? It's not being called a pipe. It assumed a new status. Vi amras, if you're going to tell me Shini Hashem, Milsahi, even a name change is reckoned with. Afilu kavod, ulu b'seiv chakakai nami li pasul. So even if he first installed it as a block of wood, but then he carved it out, it turned into a pipe. Water running through it is going through a kli. Well, shani yeshiva de rabbanon. You're right. Typically, we say we reckon with that, but here, the concept of three lug of mayim she'uvim disqualifying a mikvah is only the rabbanon, because min ha'toyra, according to some rishonim, only if the entire mikvah is mayim she'uvim, it's pasul. The rabbanon, we say three lugim of mayim she'uvim which entered a mikvah before it was full. Well, that makes it pasul, but it's only the rabbanon, so we're lenient and we say, well, in this case, it doesn't look like a kli because it was installed as a block of wood. Let's leave it at that. Says the Gemara, well, if you're going to be lenient, so what about the first case? First it was fashioned into a pipe and then installed. Ignore it. Hasam ikataris kli alav betalash. Big difference there. It had already assumed the status of a kli before it was installed, betalash, but when it was detached. So you have a finished kli and then you go and affix it, install it. It doesn't lose that kli status. Everybody looks at it like a kli. Water running through it is mayim shuvim. But here, when it was still detached, it wasn't yet a kli, it was just a block of wood. So although it was carved later on, we ignore that. Meisve, here comes a kasha. Going back to the original shayla, we had a question of whether in a case of yiyush, okay, let's go back to yiyush, it was machlekes Rabbi and Rav Yosef, if the victim of this robbery was miyayish, he gave up hope of ever retrieving that item. Does the ganav now make a kinyan on it? Is it his? Rabbi had a notion as such, and Rav Yosef says no. A ganav is not kinyan merely through yush. Here comes the kash on Rav Yosef. We're going to try to prove that yush makes a kinyan. Meisve ha ganav ha gazlan va anos. A ganav is typically, you know, a midnight robber. A gazlan is a fellow who confronts his victim. A anos, a fellow who forcibly buys something. So if he has this item and he decides, you know what, I want to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, it works. Hegdesh and Hegdesh. His Hegdesh works. Utrumas and Truma. If he makes it into Truma, you can't eat it unless you're a Kain. Umasres and Maser. If he makes something into Maser, likewise, it assumes the Maser status. How could that be? You can't do this to something which doesn't belong to you. You can't be Magdish, something which is not yours. Apparently there was a Yush. And that makes it the Gazlan's and enables him to do what he wants. Says the Gemara, well, you're forgetting, there's another element there. Shinei Hashem. It assumed a new stat. It got a new label. It was called a new name. Hasam Ika Shinei Hashem. Why? Dimikara Tivla. Let's say the fruit. Initially it was Tevel. Vahashta Truma. Now it's called Truma. By Hegdish. Same idea. Mikora Chulin Mashta Hegdish. It was first called Chulin, now it's called Hegdish. And the Rishonim explained. The Masa Hegdish, the act of making it Truma, the act of making it Hegdish, sort of, you know, works simultaneously. That change, that name change, creates that transformation. And the item is now considered to have undergone a name change, and that in itself enables the ganav to make it Hegdish and Truma. It's sort of a simultaneous system. Amar Rav Chista. Let's go back to the basics. Shini Masa, you actually change the physical properties of the item, that certainly is Koine. How do we know that? Amrav Chizda, Amrav Yenisa, Minayin. Lushino Yishu Koine, what about a Shini Masa? How do we know it works? Shinamar Vahisha Visagzela, return the stolen item. Why does the Pasuk add? Mata Maloima Asher Gazal, the item that he stole. Obviously, he stole to teach us. Imke Ainsha Gazal, the item still resembles that same old, if it looks the same. Yachzer, he must return the actual item. Vim la, but otherwise, if there was a shinui, a visible shinui in the item, damim ba'alma bo'yishlumi, just return, you know, money, just compensate. Don't actually return. You don't have to return the item. Well, this pasuk is needed for something else, and not available for this. Hayash or gazal, these two words, you buy this, needed for something else. Lim'utei to exclude gazal aviv. She'enim ma'isiv chaymish. Al gazav aviv. Let's say a father stole and he swore falsely, and the son comes and says, you know, I admit, my father... Typically, when a person self-admits, self-incriminates, he'll have to pay back the keren, plus a chaymish, plus the asham. But if the son did it for the father, it doesn't obligate him to pay the chaymish. She'ene ma'isiv chaymish, al gazal av, because it says, asher gazal, only your stolen item. So the pasuk is needed for that, unavailable for our drash of shinui, being kind. Imkain, if it were so, that it's only coming to tell you, this last halacha of the son with the father, nichtav rachmana v'heshev es gzeiloi. Pasuk could simply say, return your stolen item. Yours, not your father's. Asher gazal lomali. Why add the words asher gazal, the one that was stolen, to indicate asher gazal lomali michtav, to indicate this new halacha as well, shemam and atarti. We can learn both halachas, that is shini yikoyne as well. There's another version the other way. Amar av chizda, amar v'yaneh seminayin l'shini she'ena yikoyne. I'll prove that shini is not enough to make a kinyan. Shenamar v'heishav esagzeilu mikol malkam. Return the item in whichever state it is. What do you mean? V'ksiv asher gozal. The pasuk says asher gozal only when it's intact. Well, that's for the other halach. Hahu, that phrase in the pasuk mibayla is needed for the other halach of the son of the father. Al gzeilu shaloi meisiv chaimish, only add a fifth to your gzeila. Ve'ein meisiv chaimish al gazal aviv, not to your father's. Amar ula menai liyush sheinei kaina. You know, at times, all agree that Yush does not work by a gazlan with respect to enabling the gazlan to be makriv the carbon, the animal that he stole, to bring it as a carbon to the Mizbeach. All agree to that. How do we know that? So even if it was Yush, the ganav can't bring it as a carbon. You're going to bring something stolen as a carbon, something limping, something sick. So the pasuk lists gazal dumi de pesach. Stolen item is comparable to a limping animal, which is a permanent state. Ma pesach leset akanta klal. You can't fix that. You can't fix the animal that's limping. Af gazal leset akanta. Likewise, a stolen item, a stolen animal. There's no way to bring it as a carbon. Lo yishna lefne yush. Lo yishna lachar yush. Whether it's before or after yush. Rav Amar Mihocha. I have another source. That a stolen animal cannot be brought as a carbon. So although we spoke before about Hekdesh and Hekdesh, so Rashi was careful. Rashi says the point of making it Hekdesh was not to bring it as a carbon. Somebody can't have enough from it. It's Hekdesh property. But here we learn a new point. You can't bring it as a carbon. And Rava brings another raya, mahacha. Rava mamiyacha karbonoi. The pasuk says you bring your carbon, yours. It belongs to you, but not stolen. Now, Amos, what's going on? When, at what point are we speaking? Ilay melifnei yush, that he took an animal and he tried to bring it as a carbon before yush. Pshita, of course he can't. Lama the crow without a pasuk, you would know that as well. It's not yours. Ela lav lachar yush. Apparently, the owner was already miyash. Shema mino, we learn from here. Yush, leikon yush, does not enable the ganav to make it as a carbon. Shema mino. Asks the Gemara, 1 second. How is this Rava consistent with the other Rava that we had a couple of days ago? But Rav Huda Amar the Gusel carbon the Chavrei. Rav had a different shot a couple of days ago. He said, well, this pasuk is speaking that he actually stole a behemoth which was already designated as a carbon by its owner. That's why it doesn't work. But today Rav is telling us, well, we're speaking that he stole an animal which is not yet a carbon. He's trying to make it into a carbon. Ibai Yosema says, Digmar Hadabe, Rav changed his mind. And is now learning that the pasuk speaking that he stole a behemoth which was a non-carbon, a chulin, and he, the ganav, decided to make it a carbon. Same. Another way to answer is chad minayu rapapa amra. One of these, either here or the other day, was rapapa, the talmud of Rava. Well, it wasn't Rava himself. Now Mishnah says that in contrast to the double payment, the kefil payment, which applies to any stolen item, but arba v'chamisha, the 4 or 5 payment, only applies to a shervis, to an ox or a sheep. V'amai, umidas tashlum abar v'chamisha v'chul. V'amai, why are we limiting it to these two animals? Nelef, shur, shur, mishabas. What happened to that gzeru shava? Remember the other day we had a gzeru shava. We connect the word shur here to the word shur by Shabbos. And we say, ma'la halon chayiv o'if kayitzu ben, just like by Shabbos. All animals have to rest. Afkan chayiv o'if kayitzu ben. Likewise over here, when it comes to abar v'chamisha, it should apply to all. Behemoth, chay isn't even vowel. Amar Ravano, we have a special pasuk. Amar krosh shoyrese, our pasuk. Ki ignav ish, a person steals shoyrese, utvachem becharei, chamisha boker yishalom tachas asher, right? Asher garners a 5 payment, v'arba tzayin tachas aser, 4 times. So the pasuk stipulates only a shoyrese, shoyrese, shoyrese shnei pamim, and the pasuk mentioned shervis once in the beginning of the pasuk, once at the end. That repetition tells you it's limited to shervis in only these two animals, but nothing else. Amri, so the question was, hi miyater. You're working with the notion that there's an extra expression, so the duplication limits it. Which one's extra? Which one's unneeded? For the simple, basic meaning of the pasuk. Ilei mashervis the seifa. Is it the second repetition? Miyater, is that the extra one? Why? Because the nichtav rachman of the pasuk can simply say ki yignav shoreise, person steal the shoreise, utvachim charei, right? Chamisha baki yisham tachtav, barbatzayin tachtav, pay 5 you know, big animals for the ox, and four tzayin, you know, small ones for the sheep. You don't need to repeat the words shor v'seh at the end. Well, says the Gemara, it couldn't have said it like that. Ikas rachmana hachi. If the Torah would have presented the words like that, it would trigger a tremendous, grave misconception. I would misunderstand the halacha. I would say you have to pay a total of 9 animals per single offense. Right? If it wouldn't say shor v'seh at the end, I would say, well, you steal an ox, you have to pay 5 bakar and 4 tzayin per theft. Well, v'chitema. Well, perhaps you'll respond by saying, no, haksiv tachtov tachtov. Well, you can't suggest 9 because it says, it would say chamisha bakar yishalom tachtov v'arba tzayin tachtov. Tachtov means in exchange for that one animal that you stole. So it's 5 for the one animal that you stole, or 4 for the one animal that you stole. It's never 9. Well, it says the Gemara, tachtav v'yater. It's true. 1 tachtav here is actually extra, would be extra, but it's needed for a different pas, for a different drush, for a different halach. Right? So you're working with the fact that the word tachtav mentioned twice, which indicates that it's 5 tachtav and 4 tachtav. No. One of these tachtavs is needed for a different drush and cannot serve this purpose here. Chatatach miyater, homi boile the drush achrin, it's for something else to sign you. Come to teach you that you have to pay back healthy, plump animals. The sign yachol gunav shor shavim mana. Suppose he steals a very expensive shor, worth of mana. Yisham tachtav. Negidin, perhaps he can come back and pay, you know, 5, you know, undernourished, animals? No, tamulem tachtav, tachtav. That's what the pasuk says, tachtav, to tell you, no. It has to be of the same value. Tachas, right? Tachas has to fill the void, fill the gap. It has to be replacement. So bottom line is that you're telling me that we don't need that second shervaseh at the end of the pasuk. Right? So it's extra. To indicate that the halacha of Arba v'chamisha is limited to shervaseh. Well, no. If it wouldn't say the shervaseh at the end, I would say, well, you have to pay 4 and 5. Total of 9 per offense. Well, you can't say that because it would say tachtav and tachtav, indicating that there are 2 separate offenses being described here. 5 for this and 4 for that. Well, that wouldn't work because the extra tachtav is for the other halacha. They have to pay, animals of worth, of value. So back to the question. It's as though it only says 1 tachtav, in which case there would be room for confusion. That you need to bring 4 and 5 in exchange for that one animal that you stole. So bottom line, the last shorva says not extra. We need it. That it's 5 for the shor and 4 for the seh, as opposed to 9 per offense. Ela shorva v'seh the resha miyuter. You're right. We need the shorva seh at the end of the pasuk. But the shorva seh at the beginning of the pasuk is extra. Why? The pasuk could say, ki yignoiv ish, when a person steals, or tzvochen mecharein, he either does the shchito or he sells it. Chamisha bakar yishalom tachas asher. If it's a shor, you pay 5. V'arba tzayin tachas aseh. If it's a seh, you pay 4. Very simple, very clear. Well, ikas rachmana hachi. Problem is, if the Torah would say it like that, hava mina, I would make another mistake. I would say, ad the gun of trei v'tavach lehu. You have to steal 2. You have to steal 2 animals and shech them. Right? If there's still an ox and a sheep, and then shech them. Well, no, utvachay ksiv, l'chad, it says utvachay, singular. He only did shechitah on 1. Well, no, but perhaps I would say, adagon of tarvayu, umaz ben lu. Fine. When it comes to tvicha, 1 is enough. But when it comes to the mechira, you have to, in order to be liable, you have to steal 2, shor and aseh, and sell them. No, you can't say that, mechira ksiv, it says 1. Was sold. Mcharuk siv lechad, singular. Well, says the word ve'ema. Have I mean? Perhaps I would say ad the gun of treva tavachad umas benchad. Fine. Yes, steal both and do tvi'ch on 1 and mechir on the other. You can't suggest I need to do both. Ay mcharuk siv. Ay means 1 or the other. Well, still vakati have I mean? I still would say ad the gun of tarvayu v'tavachad and mesharichad. Yes, to steal both, do tvi'ch on 1 and leave the other one alone. Or alternatively, or sell 1 and leave the other one unsold. So bottom line is, we need the pasuk to explain, to stipulate exactly what's going on. That each one's a separate offense, unrelated to the other. Either he stole a shor and did tvich or mechir, or he stole a seh and did one or the other. So there's nothing extra. But, says the Gemara, there is something extra. We could rearrange the pasuk like this and avoid the repetition. And if there's repetition, apparently it's coming to teach us to limit the halacha to shor v'seh. Okay, let's see. Ella, says the Gemara, rather, the word shor, the seif at the end of the pasuk, and the word v'seh at the beginning of the pasuk, v'seh the resha, miyata, those two are extra. So one from here, one from there. Why? Because the Torah could have gotten the message through just as well and clear without these two words. The Dichtav Rechman, the pasuk should say like this: Hignavish shor utvacha yomachari. A person steals a shor, does tvicha or mechira. Chamisha bakar yishalom tachtav. He pays five for the bakar, which was either shechter or sold. And you should know, by the way, there's the same idea by this seh. So there you go. Everything is there. Everything is clear. You steal a shor and do tzvicha or mechir. You steal a seh and do the same, you get this penalty. So bottom line is shor, the seif, the shor at the end of the pasuk, the seh, the resha, and the seh at the beginning. Lamali, what's the point of mentioning them? Shmami, no. Apparently it's coming to teach you the halacha that I'm looking for, which is shor v'se'in. Abo v'chamisha only applies to these two animals. Midachrinei loy, but to nothing else. Okay, B'ez Hashem will continue tomorrow. So we learned about the Shini Hashem, which is permanent, that makes a kinyan. We learned about Shini Masa, we have a pasuk for that. We learned about the carbon, stolen carbon, which doesn't work. And abo v'chamisha only applies to shor v'se'. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.